WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Since the fall of communism, there have been few Eastern European directors who have become as internationally known as Roman Polanski and Miloš Forman. But now from Romania comes Cristi Puiu, whose film The Death of Mr. Lazarescu premiered at Cannes in 2005 and has been winning awards ever since. It's out on DVD, and our critic-at-large John Power says that the film does something few movies ever do.
When I was in high school back in Omaha, I was taught the rudiments of logic. The thing I remember best is what I always think of as Socrates' fatal syllogism. It goes like this. All men are mortal. Socrates is a man. Therefore, Socrates is mortal. I remember my teacher explaining how this reasoning proves that Socrates must die, then flashing a wicked smile. By the way, kids, he said, this means you. Of course, I already knew that. Abstractly, anyway. We all know that we're going to die. But given the weight of this fact, the one universal human truth, it's remarkable how few artists actually deal with the realities of dying, especially in the movies. Our films are packed with people being slaughtered in the most imaginative of ways, but they show almost no interest in the way people actually die. There's a new film just out on DVD, which is an exception. It's called The Death of Mr. Lazarescu, and it sounds pretty, well, deadly. It's a 2.5-hour-long Romanian movie that charts the death of a single man. But don't be put off. By turns moving, harrowing, and bitterly hilarious, this is one of the best movies in years. Mr. Lazarescu is a crotchety 63-year-old engineer who lives all alone in a dingy apartment in Bucharest. After having too much to drink, he feels terribly ill and calls 911. But there's been a big auto pileup that night, so the ambulance takes forever to come. And when it finally arrives, he begins his descent into a madness worthy of Kafka or Dante, which just happens to be Mr. Lazarescu's first name. Shepherded by a middle-aged ambulance attendant named Moira, he's ferried through the demented circles of the medical system, abused and tested and growing worse with each passing moment. He's living out the reality of Socrates' fatal syllogism. The Death of Mr. Lazarescu was co-written and directed by Cristi Puiu, who burst into the international spotlight when the movie premiered at Cannes last year. It's an extraordinary piece of filmmaking, but I'd be less than honest if I didn't warn you that it takes about 15 minutes to get into its pace and tone. But do keep watching, because it turns into a genuinely great film, a version of ER set in a hell where everybody moves in slow motion. As Lazarescu becomes an object shunted from place to place, one constantly yelled at for being a drunk, Puiu gives us an entire world. He fills the screen with incredibly vivid characters, none of whom are heroes or villains. There's the good-hearted Moira, for whom driving sick patients is still only a paycheck. There's Lazarescu's neighbor who thinks he's a pain, not altogether inaccurately. There's the gorgeous nurse who yaks hilariously about her sex life, and the wisecracking lab technician who looks at a CT scan and exults, "These neoplasms are real Discovery Channel stuff." But while the guy may be a joker, he also turns out to be very good at his job. At one level, Puiu has created a riveting portrait of the Romanian health system that's out of control and absurdly inhumane. It's crawling with catch-22s. But ultimately, this movie is no satire or exposé. It captures enormous truths familiar to anyone with any experience of how we die now. Both of my parents died last year, and I saw their stories in Mr. Lazarescu's. Not only does the poor man sink into the most harrowing of solitudes, he can no longer communicate what he's feeling, but he becomes something of a bit player in his own passing. He may be surrounded by medical personnel, but they're caught in their own preoccupations, starring in their own private dramas. They have families to get home to, hookups to arrange, subordinates to bully. And what makes all this so powerful is that Puiu charts Lazarescu's journey to the end of night with the clearest of eyes, never moralizing, never trying to milk our sympathy. This is simply, he suggests, the way things are. By the end, the death of Mr. Lazarescu redeems the fact of one man's humanity, while also making us feel the hard truth about the fate that awaits us all. while my death may be the most important thing in the world to me. For the world, life goes tirelessly, extravagantly, often foolishly on.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Roberta Shurrock is our senior producer. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross. We'll close with Bud Powell's 1949 recording of his composition, Tempus Fugit. He was born 82 years ago today.